Good morning and welcome to the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young. Pleased to be joining you on this Saturday, where we talk all things health, fitness, nutrition related. And I actually have another guest on my show. I know nobody likes listening to me on my own because it's just kind of myself asking rhetorical questions and kind of thinking of things to say. But rather, let's bounce the conversation back and forth. Today, I've got our co-op student, Lauren Thornborough. Gosh, I almost butchered the name, too. Lauren Thornborough, and she is from Markham. No, not Markham. Oakville. You just told me. Okay, you know what? Here's Lauren. She's going to introduce herself. She's a fourth-year kinesiology student at Western. That's why we love her, because she's going to graduate and stay in London, right?
Yeah, of course. I love MedPoint.
Yeah, of course. So, Lauren, yeah, give the listeners a bit of an introduction of yourself, what you're studying, kind of your, you know, what year you're in, and all that.
Yeah. So my name's Lauren. Like Ron said, fourth year clinical kinesiology. So, kind of been doing school through COVID and everything like that, but it's been going well. This year, kind of focusing on a lot of the physiology of the body and bringing everything together, kind of tying up loose ends in terms of how everything connects and how we can fix kind of problems with aging and problems with livelihood and just day-to-day, fix everything in our day-to-day lives.
Right on. And what do you want to do after school? Where are you going from here?
I mean, the goal is physiotherapy. I've been told that that's very competitive in Canada, so we'll see where I end up, but that's the goal for now.
Excellent. Excellent. That's awesome. So, Lauren, I know that we were kind of chatting about, you know, what we can talk about on the show today, and you're actually taking a really interesting course, and it's the physiology of aging. And, you know, given our population with the baby boomers, like the silver tsunami kind of, you know, and just our population continues to age, we want to make sure that we're doing it in a proper way where we keep quality of life. We keep our mobility, we feel strong and are doing active things on a daily basis. So talk a little bit about what the physiology of aging encompasses and kind of a few main points that you feel from the course that you've really enjoyed learning about.
Yeah, so this course this year has been very interesting in terms of learning different health problems that affect the aging population and just how much research is starting to go into it, because obviously it's a big money maker right now. So I mean, the biggest things that I've learned are probably just to keep moving. I think that's the biggest thing, and then paying attention to your diet as you get older is a big thing in preventing certain chronic diseases or at least reducing your risk. So specifically, one thing we've been talking a lot about is something called inflammaging. So it's just how the increase in inflammation as you get older can kind of affect all the systems in your body, and it almost degrades them. But the good thing is there are ways to reduce that.
Right.
And again, a lot of that is through the movement and through nutrition and everything like that. So I think that's been just one of the most interesting things I've learned this year so far.
Well, and when you've said that it's like, you know, big moneymaker, you're saying like kind of like in the grand scheme of everything, you know, pharmaceutical companies are making tons off of the health of others, or should say lack thereof. We're seeing like mobility, bracing, physiotherapy, lots of different therapists, massage therapy and stuff going into this. And it's almost like we're putting a lot of resources on this because it's such a huge percentage of the population. And when you say inflammaging, which is an interesting word, it's almost like you should trademark that or something like that. It's so true because our bodies will react. So inflammation is a very, people always think it's bad.
Right.
It's a natural response in the body to injury, to stress, to many things. The problem becomes when you have inflammation consistently all the time, or you're doing things like consuming alcohol and you know, doing all this stuff that may contribute to more inflammation. And when it becomes chronic, then your body gets into this state of, you know, am I ever going to get out of this? Like, can you feed me a tomato or something? Like, so there is, there are a few different ways to fight inflammation, to make sure that you, stay on track. And especially as our population continues to age, one of the biggest things, Lauren, and you said it, was just simply movement, just getting out there, finding an exercise program. If you don't have one, you can always come down to MedPoint. We got the fitness division. We can set you up with a fitness program with a kinesiologist one-on-one. We'd love to have you. But it can also just come in many different forms, like walking, like a hobby. You know, we've got the Briar in town this week. So, heck, why not get on the ice and go curling if you have the mobility for it? So, Lauren, strategies for maybe getting, you know, the aging population to move more, so that we can try and reduce some of the inflammation that's occurring in their bodies?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the biggest thing is a lot of people, when they're thinking about working out, they think, oh, I got to go to the gym and put in an hour of good work, and that's the only way it'll be worth it. Right. And I think that that's such, it's such a common misconception, because really the biggest bang for your buck, let's say, is when you just start. You could do 10 minutes, you could do 5 minutes, just any movement, right, you're going to see the biggest changes in all your systems. So it's, I mean, yeah, it's cold out there right now, but walk around your house, do a little yoga, stretch, anything, any little movement will get your body going. And I mean, one of the biggest things I've learned through my 4 years of kinesiology is if you help your body, it will help you. And so just putting in a little bit of work and saying, okay, today I'm going to go for a 10-minute walk. Bring a friend with you. Like, I think that's a fun thing. Just go for a walk, chat, whatever, sure, you know, instead of going for a drink or something like that, although that's fun. Just move. Yeah. That's it.
Well, and if you can do it, like you're saying, the community aspect is huge. Like, if you can do it with people or motivate or encourage other people, right, it's going to put you at a much higher success rate. My wife and I, we're actually going through, I hate to group us in the aging population, but sure, why not? Honey, I love you, but you're 36. So, here we go. No. But what we've done is we've just kind of set up these small pockets of exercise for us, because we know we're in a busy season. We're not hitting the gym consistently, but what we've kind of dedicated to do is, hey, we've set up this plan on our fridge, and it's 30 push-ups, 30 rows, 30 squats, 30 lunges, 30 shoulder presses, 30 mountain climbs. And we just have to put that time in. It usually takes me about, you know, 10 minutes, but if that's all, you know, I might have time for in the season, I still want to make sure that my muscles are getting worked. I still want to make sure that, you know, I'm elevating my heart. So however I want to put those 30 or 40 reps in, it could be, you know, 25 shoulder presses, and then I jump down and do like 10 push-ups, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great idea, first of all. I'm going to start doing that too. But it's just any time you can put in, or even if you're just in your house, just pick up like a couple cans or a couple books or something like that and walk around just for a little added resistance and do it that way. And I know a lot of people, a big thing too, other than time, is just they're kind of nervous to go in and go in a gym with all like the gym bros and everything like that.
The lunk alarms.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You got all the people like making those loud noises, and it can be very intimidating at first, but I mean, you don't have to go to a gym. You can do it at home, but also just know that you're there for your own reasons. And so is everyone else. Yeah. Everyone's paying attention to their own workout. It might feel like the scariest thing in the world, but just starting is the best way to build the habit.
Well, and if you think about it, those pros who are in the gym slugging the weights around and stuff, they had a set foot in there for their first time at one point, right? It's like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? It's like, you can make it work. But no, that's so cool. And so well said, Lauren. Thank you for being on the show today and for coming alongside here. And we love having you in the MedPoint walls. You're a great motivator and a great influence for a lot of people here. So keep up the positive attitude. Lauren, you mentioned about kind of just movement and everything like that for others. What do you do? What's your routine look like? Or are you in sport? I heard from somebody around here that said you had like a 10-foot vertical or something like that.
Oh man. Okay, maybe not 10-foot, but you know, I played a lot of sports in high school, you know, soccer, rugby, that sort of thing. And then getting into university, it was kind of like, oh man, I don't have time. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Right. So I definitely went through the whole, like, first year, I just was like not going to the gym, didn't have time. I was studying and, you know, doing other things. But then when COVID hit, I was like, you know what? I have nothing but time. Yeah. So I started going for walks because obviously the gyms weren't open, and I just kind of found an enjoyment in moving and just being, I mean, in the summer being outside or even just getting something done. And it just feels, I mean, it can hurt during the workout and stuff like that, but afterwards, just the relief you feel is so nice. Nowadays I'm hitting the gym 4 days a week, trying to go for five. And then in the summer I normally just do cardio. But yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, Ron, it's, we all start somewhere. Like, even my first time back in the gym after COVID and everything, I was a little nervous. I'm like, oh, did I forget how to do my squats or anything like that? But you just, you know, just got to go. Just got to get it done, do it, and just move. That's it.
Right on. Well said. Well, we got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, Lauren, you'll join us for the second half of the show?
Oh, of course.
Right on. You're listening to the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio. All right, welcome back to the program. Of course, every Saturday morning we do this show. It's the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young, and today I'm joined by our very special guest, our very own co-op student, Lauren Thornborough. And she's in fourth year clinical kinesiology at Western. Lauren, thanks for chatting with me.
No problem, Ron.
So cool to have you here. And so, Lauren, on the second half of the show, now I know that we only have probably about like 5 minutes, but I just kind of wanted to capture your overall experience at MedPoint here, because you've been with us since September, and obviously you've been kind of doing your thing here, and we've kind of had you in reviewing stuff in the medicals. We've had you in the gym doing some fitness shadowing. You know, heck, just last week I had you doing some of the pre-placement medicals that we do for some companies. And yeah, just tell us a little bit about what brought you here and kind of your time in MedPoint.
Yeah, so with my program, Clinical Kin, we get a year-long placement, or I guess the 8 months that were for the school year. So I got the email from Ron, just kind of saying like, hey, like, this is what MedPoint is. We'll do a little interview. And then after talking to him, I was like, oh my God, I could not have gotten a better placement, right? So I come down here first day. I think the first time I was in the gym, met all the personal trainers, love them. They're so fun. A lot of them are Western grads as well.
Yeah. Bonus points.
Absolutely. Purple and proud. Yeah. So it's been an amazing experience. Just, and you see all the people that come into the gym, and they're all so motivated, and they all have their different reasons to come in. And it's just so interesting to be in such a positive environment. 'Cause I found with a lot of clinical experiences I've had, people aren't as excited to come in, but everyone that comes into MedPoint is just so happy to be here. And I think the big thing is just that, MedPoint's very proactive in their approach to medicine and everything like that. And you don't find that anywhere else. Like, most places are like, oh, you have this problem, here's a drug for that or whatever. And MedPoint's like, okay, here's things that could come up in your future. Let's make sure that doesn't happen. Yeah. And I saw that in the medicals as well. We're doing a lot of fitness assessments and ergonomic assessments and everything like that. And again, everyone was just so happy to be there. And all the technicians were just so nice. And I don't know, I love it.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for that feedback. And hopefully you have the same feedback when you're not on air. No, it's been a joy to have you as part of the team. And it's been cool because, yeah, at MedPoint, we always say, like, there's something for everybody. And, you know, whether, like, we have sports medicine, we've got the executive health medicals, we've got group fitness, yoga, we just added mindfulness. Angela's here now. We have dietitian counseling. We've got, you know, different specialists, cardiology, dermatology, pediatrics, gastroenterology, gynecology, surgeons. You know, we kind of have just a bit of everything for everybody. And like you said, our two main focuses is obviously proactive care and that's through lifestyle modification. So disease mitigation, lifestyle modification. So if that's kind of ringing a bell to you and you say, hey, I need to make a change in my life, or I want to get a full assessment and make sure that I'm on the right path, you know, we do over 25 different tests with you. We'll make sure referrals get sent out. We'll make sure that you're well taken care of, because we want to make sure that you have as much as you can have to get success, right, in the healthcare industry. So you're right, Lauren. It can be a very reactive system. But at MedPoint here, we love to have people who take control of their health. They take their health seriously, and you know, they invest in their health, because a lot of times, what's important to us is what we invest in. If you invest in like a $5,000 TV, obviously watching TV programs and movies is important to you. But what do you think are the next steps for you then, Lauren? I know we're coming to the end of semester. Gosh, it's going to be April soon, eh?
Oh, I know. I'm not ready for finals.
Oh, man. So I guess we'll have to see how things go. But next steps for you after school?
Oof, that's a big question. Like I said, I'd like to go into physio. So I think I'm planning on doing a couple more courses, and then, you know, just getting more clinical experience and everything like that.
Cool.
And then seeing where physio takes me. I would love to work with people with prosthetics or anything like that, like the Paralympians. That's kind of my dream job.
Cool.
But anything to do with chronic disease is kind of my passion. Like, I just think it's so worthwhile to make someone feel better.
Right.
And that sounds so cliche,
right,
but I genuinely think that's what makes me happy. So
yeah,
that's what I want to do.
That's the thing. Like when you're in healthcare, you got a heart for it, right?
Yeah.
Like that's why doctors never truly retire. You know, they'll practice till they're like 80 and you know, crippled kind of thing. Or it's kind of why, like, you know, I can never get away from healthcare. Once you're in it, once you know the difference that you can have in the lives of other people, their quality of life is better, their mobility is better, their mood is better, they're sleeping better, their stress is reduced. Like, there's so much that goes into it. And when you're in healthcare, you see that firsthand, and that's kind of the motivation behind it, you know? So, Lauren, thanks a lot for being here. Thanks for being such a great co-op student for us. And, yeah, we love having you here, and hopefully you don't move back to
Oakville.
Oh, gosh. They're all one and the same, Markham, Oakville.
Yeah, you know.
Or do you have like rivals? Like, do you hate people from like?
You know what? I don't want to say that I have rivals, but I've definitely. I think Oakville, Burlington. There's kind of a little,
right,
like, we're close enough that it makes sense that there's a bit of a rivalry. It's just between my friends and I. There's a little bit of something there.
Or like Brampton, you know. Like,
oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. We all make fun of the people that are like the Toronto suburbs and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Sure.
It's, you know,
but we group you as all the same. It's just GTA. We don't want to have to dissect, oh, she's from Oakville or Markham or Newmarket or wherever. You're just GTA.
You know what? That's fine.
Because
I kind of see, I mean, I have my own ideas about London, but
Southwestern Ontario.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, Lauren, well, it's a pleasure having you on the show, and thank you for your time. And you guys, if you've heard anything on the show that has struck a chord, you want to book in for a medical, you want to get in for a fitness program, you can always email me. It's ron@medpoint.ca. You can always reach out via medpoint.ca and fill in a contact form. Maybe browse some of our services there. We've got a lot of them, and find what's right for you. So tune in next week when we'll have another great episode of the MedPoint Health Half Hour. You're listening to 980 CFPL Radio.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.